This video is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creative people where millions get to explore together. Skillshare has got thousands of classes. As artists, you're going to love discovering topics in fine art, illustration, and more. Lots of Skillshare classes are under 60 minutes. With short lessons, you can fit them into the busiest of schedules. I thought at first I was going to watch a Skillshare class about marketing, but actually, I ended up watching Storytelling for Leaders, How to Craft Stories That Matter with Keith Yamashita. Got me thinking that I could learn all the marketing skills that I wanted, but that actually, the heart of marketing is being able to tell a good story. Skillshare is also super affordable, and annual subscription is less than $10 a month. The first 500 of our subscribers to click this link, which is also in the video description below, will get a 2-month free trial of premium membership so you can explore your creativity. Hello, I'm Professor Liu, here today with art prof teaching artist Jordan McCracken Foster. Welcome to our video. Today we are going to be talking about how to find your artist friends online. If you would like to grow as an artist but you can't afford an art class, we've got everything you need here at Art Prof, critiques and tutorials. All right, we're going to talk about trying to stay in touch and find new friends online, because I think, as we all know, we're all pretty much trapped inside. You're trapped inside, right, Jordan?
Oh, yes, for a long time.
It's going to be a little while. I, on the other hand, I'm trapped inside, but I'm also trapped inside with two little kids, which makes it a little bit more complicated, but that's okay. You know, I need to bond with my kids. All right, so let's get started with how to do this, because we actually have another stream that's about how to find artists in real life and events and stuff like that. But I have definitely discovered, especially through Art Prof, that there are a lot of people who live in more remote areas where there's no art schools, there's no art classes, you don't have access to a lot of people. So this is really for everybody to foster that type of connection online. The first concept I want to present is that social media, it's really about building a community. It's not about self-promotion. Jordan, do you want to say something about that?
Yeah, I mean, I can just use Facebook as the example, right? Before it became the giant that it is today, the intention behind it was to, you know, connect with other friends who went to different colleges, or other people who went to different colleges and you guys become friends. And, you know, with it getting more popular, of course, there's ads on there and, you know, people, you know, use it to promote their own work and stuff. But that wasn't the intention. And that's kind of what a lot of these other social media platforms' original intention was just to find a way to make new friends. And we've sort of, I don't want to say twisted it, but we've used it to create different outcomes for ourselves as artists.
Well, so here is a really awesome cartoon by Roz Shast, who is a cartoonist for The New Yorker. And the title of this is Blog Breakdown. This is an old cartoon, but I think you could easily apply this to social media today. And you can see a third of the internet is conspiracy theories, stories about crap somebody cooked, knitted, or sewed. And the other third, which I'm sorry to say, artists, we are very guilty of this, myself included, I did this for way too long, self-promotion. And we are well represented in this cartoon because you see the little lady at the bottom, buy my paintings. The guy next to her, buy my books. And that is not the way to foster online connections. You know these people who jump into these Reddit forums or into these chats and they're like, check out my work. Look at what I'm doing. Jordan, when somebody jumps into, say, a Facebook group or something, and they start posting like that, what's your reaction as somebody in the group?
It feels like they envision that I owe them something. You know, there have been several times where people have followed me and they like all my stuff, and then they'll put a comment on one of my drawings or something, and they'll say, follow me back and, you know, give me some endorsement or something, and they'll word it however they do it. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not really feeling this. I'm not down with this. It's not a comfortable feeling. And it feels like I'm being used. You know, it's sort of like someone who, like if you're only friends with someone because they do nice, do something really nice for you, like they, sew something for you or they cook something for you. That's just kind of what it feels like the equivalent of for me.
One of the tips that I give a lot of artists, because a lot of people ask me, how do you make connections? How do you network with professionals in the art world? And my first tip, don't begin with the ask. If you meet somebody and I'm like, hi, nice to meet you, Jordan. Can you do me a favor? It does not go over well. You have to meet them a couple of times, have some conversations, and maybe down the line, if you feel you actually have a substantial relationship, then maybe you could ask. But I'll tell you, actually, a lot of the times when people have done something on my behalf, it was without me asking. They just did it because they felt like that would be a good fit. Jordan, has that ever happened to you where somebody just helped you out? You didn't even ask them?
All the time. That happens all the time, and I'm very appreciative of it. And something else this whole conversation just made me think of, in some portfolio classes at school were told about how to interact with people and who work at these big companies at conventions and stuff, like like whatever con that they have, or if they have, or if like Sony or Disney has a big booth or something like that. You don't walk up to them and just go like, "Hey, can I have a job?" Like, they don't know you from Adam. So why would you expect something like that? You need to build these relationships with people.
Wow, we got a lot of people in the chat. A lot of new names that I haven't seen before. Quoting Stardust, that's Salty Purston, Ceci Hernandez. Very cool. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And tell us in the chat how you have found other artists online, like people who you probably will not meet in real life. I'm really curious because there's a lot of ways people do it. We're going to give you a couple tips to get started, but I mean, really, there's an infinite number of ways that you can make a connection with people. The next step, I would say, is interact. Because I've done a lot of lectures at different arts organizations about how to use social media as an artist. And I get a lot of artists who come to the lectures and they go, I did all the posts and I made everything the way you asked me to. And I wrote the captions and I took the photos. Why is nobody following me? And I said to them, do you ever comment on other people's Instagrams? Do you ever reach out to other people? No. I'm like, that's why. Because social media doesn't work if you don't take the initiative to interact with people. It would be like if you set up a florist shop and you put all the flowers in there, you set stuff up, and then you left and just thought, oh, people will take care of themselves. This doesn't work that way. You have to be in there. You got to talk to customers. You got to help them out. It's sort of like that. Jordan, what's interaction been like for you on social media? How have you fostered that?
Some of them, they're every once in a while, if I'm on Instagram, let's say, and I like someone's post, or comment and just say something, oh, like this is really cool or whatever. Every once in a while, they'll either follow me or sometimes they'll even message me and thank me. And, as a quick example, I actually made an online friend who lives in Germany who I probably will never meet in life just because of a simple interaction. And we're really cool. We talk every once in a while and it's awesome.
And has that person ever said, hey, Jordan, check out my show. This is for sale. Have they
No.
ever said that to you?
Never once.
Exactly. Let's see. Christina's saying, I've met artists from across the globe through Instagram. Pennington Art said, I find other artists through the comment section on bigger artist posts. And Isaac Terry says, I try to draw people, emphasis on try. I love that. And quoting Stardust says, I drew them fan art and PM them with it and made some conversations. Oh, okay. So I guess fan art, that's not really my territory, but I suppose that that totally makes sense. And let's see, watercolor is one of my favorite paints along with gouache. And Jason Stevens says, I have some of art mutuals, meaning we follow each other's art. Yeah, the mutual thing really helps. I mean, obviously, it doesn't always turn out that way, but it's sort of that you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Like, if you help somebody out, it's going to make them want to help you out at some point. I mean, Jordan, have you had people where they did something for you and it makes you want to help them out too?
Always. I mean, I think that's just how friendships work is, it's like what you just said, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. And, relationships in general are supposed to be about give and take. If you just take, at some point, the other person is not going to be willing to give that much more. And if you you're the one who's always giving and never receiving any sort of love or friendship back, then you feel like you've been used. You get frustrated and angry, and so at least that's what would happen to me in that situation. And so when you just build it up together and you support each other and create that system of friendship, then that's what's going to carry you through, and that's what's going to help you build that community. Because if you do that, 5, 10, 20, 30 times, you instantly have this new artistic community, and you guys are all, friends.
I mean, I feel like what we're saying feels a little bit obvious once you know it, but until somebody actually says it out loud, it's actually not that obvious because I have so many artists who complain about me about this. And when I explain to them, look, you got to interact with people, they look at me and they go, oh, that is so much work. Who has the time for this type of thing? And I'm like, this just has to be part of your practice because no one's going to follow you on Instagram if you never talk to them, never acknowledge their presence. That is not the way to build an audience. I mean, maybe if you're Lady Gaga, you can do that, but most of us are not Lady Gaga. Let's see. Pennington Art says, I know a lot of artists who do follow slash unfollow on Instagram. To me, that creates an inactive community on social media. Exactly. If you're not active, those relationships are not real. They take time to actually develop. It's actually surprisingly similar to real life when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I think the trap that people get into, it's either they overthink things and they're like, I need to get more followers and I need to sell this, but how do I do it? And they come off all stiff and awkward, or they are just being so selfish in the sense, and they're just like promoting their stuff like nonstop and not taking the time to interact with people. And I think people on the other end can sense when that's happening, and I think that's what causes there to be some friction or not enough activity for the person trying to receive all the love on Instagram and all these other sites and platforms.
All right, now this is what takes a lot of time is commenting. However, it works, you guys. You know when you open your Instagram and it shows you, oh, likes, comments, and new follows? When I see there's new likes, I don't care. I'm like, okay, I got 36 likes, no big fuss. And when I get new followers, once in a while, I'll take a quick glance because I'm a little curious to see, okay, who's following me. But I always read the comments. I never skip over those. I mean, maybe at some point I'll be so big and famous that I'll be above that. But for now, I am reading every single comment. Jordan, do you read all the comments on your Instagram?
Yeah, and I try and respond to all of them too. As you know, most of them are friends of mine, like people I actually know. But every once in a while, there's someone who I've never seen, never met, never knew existed before that comment, and I just appreciate it so much more. What happened to me that was really cool, I did a drawing of someone I use as reference, and I tagged them in it, and I waited like a couple of weeks, and then they finally saw it on there and responded. And was like, oh, that's so cool. And yeah, it was a really cool experience. And I was just like, yeah, like, all right, So it was cool.
Let's see. MJ Matthews is saying it's hard for me to find friends because I'm anxious when it comes to interacting with people. For sure. I mean, I'm the same way, and it is a little bit nerve-wracking, but like, what's the harm? If you write to somebody, hey, really cool drawing, I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? They could be a jerk, in which case you don't want to interact with them, or they don't reply, in which case it's no skin off your back. So I would just say, guys, just try it. Isaac Terry's saying makes me nervous in case I'm annoying them. Well, if they're that annoyed, they can just ignore it or they can write a crappy comment, in which case they're a jerk. So that's not your problem for sure. And I would just try it, you guys, because comments really go a long way. Like, for example, if you comment on someone else's feed, here is somebody who actually graduated a year after me at RISD, but I never knew them at RISD. Like, I found out about them later. It's Jarrett Krasoska, who's a really well-known author and illustrator now, and he's a lot more pronounced in terms of career than I am. Like, people know his stuff. He was like nominated for a National Book Award and all that stuff. And I comment on his Instagram quite a bit. I mean, mostly because I just like his work, but I'll write something quick and he's replied a couple of times. I'm like, really? Wow. Because you know something? Once people start showing up more than once, you start to recognize the usernames. Like, Jordan, can you just in your head think about a couple usernames of people that follow us?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I should say it
No,
now,
don't say
but
the names, but can you
yeah.
think in your head right now, oh yeah, these are three people that follow us?
Yeah, there's definitely that definitely happens. And sometimes what I also notice is when it comes to likes, what I try to do to help build that community as well, if I see that they kind of just spam like all my art, I'll put it in my story and I'll just say thank you. And then that person feels so recognized, it's like, oh snap. And that actually happened to me like last week, where I did that and someone responded who lived in a completely different country and was just super thankful. Now I have a new art friend. So it's really, really cool.
Really, what people want is acknowledgement, because I think there was one time I was watching a live stream. It was of a New York Times columnist who I love. I read all of his columns. And I was watching him on Twitter, and I posted something that was very specific because I had read this opinion column he had written, and he didn't answer it. I mean, of course, he's like way bigger than I am, but it made me not want to watch the stream anymore, which is so petty, but I think that's what people want. They just want to know that you saw it and acknowledged it. And so I would say, in general, if you can, always reply to the comments, even if they're really, really short. Even if somebody says, cool piece, I'll still send an emoji or I'll write thanks or something. And here's the thing, I thought for the longest time, oh, this is so shallow and so dumb. Why do we need to write these stupid comments to each other? But the thing is, I realized after doing it for a while that number one, it works. And number two, that's fostering a connection. And so it may seem extremely small, but people really, I think, acknowledge that quite a bit. SK Art is saying, love reading and leaving comments. I even DM people to thank them if they've responded to my story. Those actions are so important to build a community. Exactly. There's such small little things you can do, but don't you think they add up over time?
Oh yeah, definitely. And the more I think about it, I just, I think about how I use Instagram sometimes, and especially if I'm feeling tired or something, I'll just be scrolling through. I might look at something for about half a second or three quarters of a second and just double tap it and not really get a good glance at it, and I'll just like all this stuff. And again, when you leave that comment, that it means that someone is willing to take that time just to, put their thoughts out there, even if it's a something like cool piece or I like this or whatever the case may be. And I think everyone just feels appreciated. You feel good because someone liked what you had to produce, and they feel good because they're like, oh, this guy recognized me, or so I think all those things really, really help, especially if you're being genuine about it.
And I would also say, if you write something that's a little bit more intelligent than cool drawing, you will really stand out. If you write
Yeah.
a somewhat intelligent sentence that's not generic, people really notice that. And that totally has worked for me. Because there's some guy on the Travel Channel who I follow. I can't remember his name right now, but I wrote something to him about traveling in Utah and how I wasn't expecting for the landscape to have such an emotional effect on me. And he replied. It's like, wow, intelligent sentences that are more than cool really go a really long way. Christina Todd saying, I feel so honored when someone who has a huge following comments on my things is exciting. Exactly. Tammy saying, it's the same as smiling at a stranger at the grocery store. It's a small act that takes no effort that can validate someone's work and time. That's such a great way of putting it, Tammy, because you're right. You know when somebody does you like a little favor in the grocery store? Like, I don't know why, but my husband, he's quite tall. He always has these older women at grocery stores asking him to take things off the shelf for them. And it's just a little thing like that. You just really appreciate it. All right, so how do you find these people? Because you know something? Oh my God, Instagram is such a big place. How do you find these people that you're really into? You know what, guys? If you like Jordan's artwork, go to his Instagram and see who he follows. Because if you like Jordan's work, chances are you're probably going to find some connection with the artist that Jordan likes. Like, Jordan, what type of artist do you follow on Instagram?
Mostly concept artists, people who work in film, movies, games, things like that.
Yeah, that's not who I follow. I follow a very strange mix of people because actually, a lot of people I follow are my former students, some of them are colleagues. Some of them are people I just met in the industry, but I follow photographers and illustrators and fine artists. And so it's a very odd mix. But I think that if you like what Jordan does, chances are you're probably going to like the people that he follows. And so when you find somebody who really is a trusted source, that is a really good place to start. Because Jordan, do you ever look at the Explorer page where it's just like,
Oh yeah,
everything
it's
on the
all.
planet?
Yeah, it's all over
You
the
can't find
place.
anything in that area. And so I tend to rely, I guess this would be word of mouth in a way, is just seeing who other people recommend is a good way to start.
Yeah.
Let's see. That salty person says, I have a Tumblr, used to draw fan art. That was the only time people would apply and compliment me. Now I'm actually making original art and no one compliments me. That's really common because if you draw something that everybody knows, of course they're going to comment. But if you try to do something original, that doesn't get an response immediately. And I know that's very frustrating, but it takes time to build up. You know more about fan art than I do, Jordan. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, because the thing is, like, let's say you're doing fan art of, I don't know, Mickey Mouse, right? Let's just, most popular character out there. Everyone recognizes Mickey Mouse, and everyone knows what he looks like, and there's so many different styles that you can do and still be recognizable and have it be Mickey Mouse. When you're creating your own thing, it doesn't mean it's not good. It just means that people don't recognize it as much, or maybe the story that you have in your head for how cool this character is just isn't coming through. And it might not even be because it's a bad design. It's just people don't recognize it. And so, and that happens to me all the time. And so I just kind of go like, you know what? This is a dope piece of art that I did. And if people like it, they like it. And if not, then whatever. There's plenty of other artists on Instagram that they can, check out if they're not a fan. So I just brush it off.
Kad DJ is saying, for me, art is about showing my personality. I always have a story to tell in my post. Basically, being a genuine artist will attract other genuine artists as well. That is so true. And you know something? Art Prof is an example of that. Because when we first started, we were told all these things about YouTube. People don't like to watch videos longer than 5 minutes, and you got to split everything up, and you need to speak in a certain way and do all these things. And after a while, we're like, you know what? Our most popular videos are our 30-minute long videos. And I was like, this goes against everything that I've been told about YouTube. And we just kept doing the stuff we wanted to do. And eventually, our audience found us. And so I feel like that's the biggest compliment, is that we have an audience that appreciates the opposite of what YouTube is supposed to be. You can find that audience. It takes a long time. I mean, I started working on Art Prof in 2014, so this is not a fast journey. Okay, let's talk about hashtags because I think it's good to try to find artists who are in your peer group. So if you're in high school, you could just search hashtag high school artist. I'm a dippy art teacher, so I always look for hashtag art teacher. You just feel like a big nerd, but whatever, it works. Or like Jordan, what would you hashtag? You're in visual development and concept art. What would you use?
I actually have a list on my phone that I copy and paste every single time. And it's like, because I don't feel like rewriting it over and over. It's like hashtag character design, hashtag concept art, hashtag viz dev, hashtag, pencil and paper, just whatever I can think of. I don't even know if some of them exist, but I just do whatever I can imagine that will be popular, and someone somewhere is gonna look it up,
All right, now there are some other ones that they're not really an art challenge, but I guess people just say, okay, hashtag old middle new. This is a former student of mine, Song. And so she posted this drawing on the far left. I think she did this in like 5th grade. And then the drawing in the middle is something she did in high school. And the drawing on the right is the drawing she's doing now. And so this was a challenge where everybody just posted something from a long time ago and currently and everything. And I know people get really into these group hashtags, and so they will tap on them to see what other people are doing. And there's a lot of other ones too. Like obviously we have Art Prof Dare, there's the Draw My Style. I think a lot of people are into Inktober. And so that's a way I think to find other people that are doing something similar. And that's super fun and really easy, and you can definitely connect with people in that way. Let's see, Bao Bao is saying the paintings I produce are often dark and sad. Even if a lot of people acknowledge the technique, they often are disturbed. Should I change the way I paint to find art friends? What's your take on that, Jordan?
I'm not really sure, actually.
It's a tough thing because art affects people a lot, and there's a lot of people out there who don't want to look at artwork that challenges them emotionally, right? Like, if you paint a bunch of pears and a peach, people don't get worked up about that type of thing. But if you make an image that's maybe very dark or depressing looking, some people don't like looking at work like that. However, there's a whole world of people that love that stuff. You just gotta find them. That's what's tricky about it.
You know, the best way I can compare it is like a music genre or a movie genre or something like that. Like, full disclosure, I am not a horror fan. I'm just not that dude. And somehow there's a million other people out there, more than a million, who do like horror. I don't understand it, and I probably never will. But, you know, the people who appreciate it will follow it and they study it and get in all into it and stuff. And everyone's different. Everyone's got their niche. So yeah, I wouldn't. I think there's a community for just about everybody out there, even the more obscure ones.
I mean, Bao Bao, I would not change the way you paint to find your friends because I think that you shouldn't have to adjust your creative impulse to please other people because you're going to be miserable. That's not going to be fun for you. Like, you really want to do something you want to do. And if that's the type of artwork you want to make, keep making it. Because you know something? I had this thing. So I have in my Etsy shop, a lot of my work does tend to be sort of dark and disturbing. And I always thought, oh, nobody's going to want to buy this because it's black and white artwork. It's very emotionally draining to look at. And I had a couple of these silly little watercolor sketches left over from art school. They're just like grapes and peaches. And I was like, oh, people will totally buy this because they're pretty, they're bright, they're colored, they're not controversial. And I put a couple of them in my shop. None of them sold, and all my other stuff sold. It's like, really? But it's like that's what people come to for me. Like, they know if I want to feel really dark and depressed, go to Clara. She has the artwork for you. So you'll find those people, Bao Bao. It takes a while. It's not something that you can do right away. Okay, now another option, which I think is a more private one, which for a lot of people feels a little bit more safe, is to create a group chat, maybe with a couple of people you've met online, you've got similar interests, and you can create a smaller space. Jordan, why do you think that's a good idea as opposed to just all public everything all the time?
I think, especially if you're looking for critique and feedback, that having a smaller group prevents the issue of too many cooks in the kitchen. So, for example, when I'm at school and I'm working on a particular project, and let's say I have like eight thumbnails, and I only choose like maybe four at the absolute most five people to give me feedback, because what ends up happening is someone who has a completely different perspective will throw in their two cents. And it just starts to confuse me. And so then I really don't know what to do. And so keeping a small group will keep you motivated. You guys can be accountable for each other. And it also helps you to just narrow whatever you're trying to do. And I think it ultimately gives you a clear head.
Right. And these can be people that maybe you do know in real life, but you say, hey, we're in high school, we're all in the same art class, let's just make a group chat. I mean, I made one for my RISD class because I have to teach remotely now, apparently, for the rest of the semester. And I thought, hey, this is a really nice casual place because I could just email them, but that's not the same thing. A group chat feels a lot less pressure. I mean, of course it's different because I'm in it, and so I'm uncool and, you know, I'm not so hip that they can't just fool around in that group chat, but it is different than, say, sending an email. Let's see. Mariana Santos is saying, I have some questions. A lot of people were really helpful. After I was done, I shared my mural. Now I've had other artists ask me questions. Yeah, that's great. It's like it just takes time. It's not something that happens overnight. SK is asking about TikTok as the next big place for artists after Instagram. Is this true? What do you think, Jordan? I don't know if you use TikTok.
I've never used TikTok. I have no idea really what it does. I've heard about it. I just don't know. So I'm not the right person to ask.
So we actually are on TikTok. And actually, if you go down to the video description below, you can find our TikTok. I have not pushed it as much as I probably should. But I have read some articles, SK Art, that a lot of artists are starting to generate income on there. And I guess what is popular is those like time lapse painting videos where, you know, it's all sped up and stuff like that. I have not really gone in there. I don't feel like TikTok has taken over yet. I still feel like Instagram is the main place, but it definitely is surging in a way that Instagram did many, many years ago. Let's see. Oh my gosh, there's so many comments. I'm sorry, guys, if I don't get to all these comments. Let's see. You should make a group chat for your followers for critiques. Oh, that's a good idea. We should think about that. All right, cool. So another thing, just a little warning. I'm not trying to like, you know, be a party pooper, but just know that social media, you got to do all this stuff with a grain of salt because some people are mean and some people are petty, and you got to steer clear of those people. So I would recommend if you are struggling with Instagram and you don't really know how to deal with it, we do have the stream we did about a week ago, 5 reasons Instagram can be toxic for artists. Also, if you want to see a really disgusting, messy studio, mine, you can see it in this video. It is not really Instagram worthy, but we do talk about some of those issues. So check out this video if you guys are struggling with that. And I know that there's a lot of artists that stream online right now, and I think more people are doing it because of the coronavirus situation. So this is that illustrator I'd mentioned earlier, Jarrett Krasajka. And he's doing this wonderful thing every single day. He's doing a stream where you draw along with him. I mean, this is more something that I think is geared towards younger kids. But if you're somebody who want to work in children's book illustration, this would be a great stream for you guys to take a look at. Let's see. Let's move on. And you guys know, we're here for you. We love you guys. We're here every night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think it's really, really fun to hear from you guys and have these conversations because we have a smart audience. I mean, I'm sorry to toot my own horn, but you guys are super smart. I feel like I look at these other YouTube channels and the comments are just so like, yeah, awesome, cool legs. And I'm like, oh God. So, anyway, we are here for you guys. And Jordan, why don't you tell people about our monthly art dares? Because I feel like these have not been as visible as I would like for them to be.
So every month we have a particular dare, a particular topic, and for the most part, it's just like just take the prompt and do whatever you want with it. And you share it on Instagram and tag us, and we vote on who's this, the best piece, and we announce that, and sometimes they get a prize, or usually they always do, actually. And so one of the things that that does is it almost reminds me of a classroom. Like a lot of times, especially when I was an undergrad, we would all get the same prompt, and you go and you see what everyone did with them, and it's so unique. Like you get like a phrase like lost and found or something, and if you have 17 kids in the class, you have 17 very unique ways to look at that topic, and it's very intriguing what everyone comes up with. So this is our version of that.
Super fun. And by the way, we always give prizes just to correct you, Jordan.
Sorry. Sorry.
Those of you who are on Facebook, I think a lot of people don't know we have a Facebook group and it's super cool. You can post art dares in there, you can ask us questions. I'm pretty good about monitoring it, so check that out. We are also on Instagram. You guys can definitely check us out there. And Discord is another great option. I don't know a lot about Discord, so Jordan, why don't you talk about your experience with Discord?
So I started using Discord maybe like a year and a half ago, and it started off initially as like a video server for video games and people who were in that community, and it sort of branched out, and I often use it for my art communities. So there's one group that I'm a part of, and we're all on Discord. We put all our announcements, all of our events, we put our work up and get feedback, and it's grown to like couple hundred people. And so there's all these people under the same mindset. We just want to get better at art in this one community. And I've also used it for different classes too. And it's a great way to just keep in touch with people. You could video chat, you could do voice message or voice chat. And it's really awesome. I actually really enjoy it. I thought I would hate it at first. I didn't want to learn something new, but it's actually kind of cool.
Ari is asking, I feel like a lot of artists on YouTube are less focused on a creative idea, more focused on the generic quote, hands are hard, and quote, 100 anime eyes videos. What are your thoughts? I'd say that's pretty accurate, Ari. I feel like the art stuff that I see on YouTube, it's pretty narrow. I don't feel that there's a huge amount of variety. It seems like a lot of the tutorials are about hyper realistic hands or how to draw a photo very accurately. There are some people out there who I think are doing some really cool things. Like I think James Gurney, if you guys haven't seen his channel, I think he's a brilliant painter, really amazing illustrator. So he's got great videos. But a lot of it, yeah, is that same generic thing that you see all over the place. All right, now another app that I have not used very much, but I've seen is Amino. And tons of my high school students are on this. So it seems like a lot of these platforms, they're somewhat specific to a certain age. I don't know. Do you feel like that's the case, Jordan?
Probably. I mean, it's most of the apps that come out that are brand new are geared towards, younger people. So, yeah, I would probably say so.
Yeah, like have you noticed Facebook is now for like your parents and up? It
Yeah,
is not for
I am.
younger people. Like my parents are on it all the time, and I'm like, no. Nobody's on this anymore except you guys, but that's okay as long as it's working for them. Let's see. Do you guys have a Discord server? We do not, but now that Jordan is promoting this concept, maybe we need to get one. So we'll see. And Christina's recommending Color in Your Life is a great YouTube channel. Okay, cool. We'll check that out. Now, another place you guys could find people is ArtStation. Jordan, why don't you talk about it? Because I don't know anything about ArtStation.
Sure. So first off, before I mention it, I noticed someone in the comments said they just followed me on ArtStation. I think it was Khadija. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. But ArtStation is a platform where it's not really social the way that Instagram or Facebook is, but it's meant to be a place where you could put your portfolio up. And so a lot of big time artists use it in the film, video game, animation industry. So there's an artist named Ryan Meinerding, and he's the head of visual development at Marvel Studios. So he literally designed Iron Man and Captain America and Spider-Man, and he's on there. A lot of guys who work in this industry is are here, and it's become the standard. So a lot of people actually aren't even building their own websites anymore. They're just posting it here because it's free. So yeah, it's a really great place. Every time I go on there, I'm just amazed by the artwork, and I do my best to not get like overwhelmed by how good they are. So, but it's great stuff.
Phoebe's asking, are multiple entries allowed for art dares, or is it just one? You can do as much as you want. You could just do one. That totally qualifies you. I'll tell you, one of the reasons I never did Inktober, it's just such a big commitment. I'm like, what? I have to do a drawing every day? I mean, I know obviously not everybody does that, but what I like about our art dares is that it's fairly low commitment, but I do have people who enter like five pieces, and that's awesome. And honestly, it's like what Jordan said earlier about being in a class. Like, I have so much fun tapping on hashtag ArtProfDare and be like, oh my gosh, what did they do this week? And this person's really on a roll. Like, it's really, really inspiring. And I feel like that definitely cultivates a sense of community in a great way. Anyway, guys, we hope you will go to artprof.org, our main site, check out our free resources on there. And that, if you have not subscribed to her channel, that you will. So that way you can join the Art Prof family. Because you know what? Out of all the art communities out there, we're the best. I know I'm a little bit biased, but that's just my opinion, you know, as a authority on art. I just want you guys to all know that, right? So anyway, hope you guys will join us. We're going to be here quite a bit because, as we all know, we're all sort of stuck indoors right now. And thank you so much to our top Patreon supporters who make everything possible, and to you guys for all your wonderful comments, all your contributions. This is really what an art community should look like, in my opinion. But obviously, there's a whole lot of other stuff out there, so we hope you guys will seek that out. Have a good night.